Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks Marks. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the team 980. 910 The Fan, if you're listening in Richmond, VA, we do appreciate that. And Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. Join their team. Do that today. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, where you find me on Twitter at Cakes Flops on Instagram. I'm joined this morning by Jason Bishop.
Morning, Cakesy.
Good morning to you.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to ye.
You've got two more days.
That is correct.
And you're off to South Kakalaki.
That is also correct.
Yep.
Bright and early Saturday morning. Would like to be out of my driveway by no later than 4 o'clock.
Ooh, that's early.
4 a.m.
I got to wait another week.
Got to wake up the bleary-eyed kids, stuff them into the car, and just start speeding down I-95. That's the plan. Responsibly speeding. I'm not talking about going like 90 miles per hour. I'm talking about like
75.
Yeah, solid 75 to 78.
Yep.
Just gets the job done.
Yep.
Very solid. Good speed.
That's what I'll be doing 2 weeks after you.
Very good. I hope you have safe travels.
To North Kakalaki.
Shorter trip for you. It's always better.
What part do you go to?
Oak Island.
Okay.
Leave on the 16th.
Sounds nice.
Jason keeps track of not only his vacation, he keeps track of your vacations.
Sure, why
he
not?
He knows where everybody's
going. Well, he
talked
about it yesterday.
All right.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
In one ear, out the other for me.
I know, you don't care.
I know, that's Eric Bickle sitting to my right.
Yeah, and I do know, though, that you had your Cakes Classic last night. Sounds like you had a great turnout.
Yeah, it was a really good turnout. I believe 112 entries last night.
Great.
It sucked that B. Mitch couldn't come because of a scheduling conflict.
That's all right.
I think the D-Gens showed out in force because my bounty, instead of the standard $300 bounty, was a tournament seat to the upcoming tournament series that starts in mid-August, and two tickets to Commander Seahawks, which is the night when I believe Art Monk's jersey is being retired.
That's a big one. That's
a big one. So that was probably like, I don't know, that's basically a $1,000 bounty package.
Right.
So I mean.
Brought the D-Gens out.
Couldn't have made less impact. I didn't win any bounties. I got knocked out about 40 spots from the money. I was at the table with Big John for a bit.
Was he awake the whole time?
He was awake.
Yeah. Smelly?
He still had chips when I got eliminated, so who knows, he may have cashed.
He's the kind of guy that would be good at tournaments.
Yeah, I mean, he's done well before. It did make me laugh, though. A guy that I know, a regular, that plays in my tournament, he DM'd me. He goes, "Who's this big dude at my table named John? Seems to be a Junks regular."
And
then he follows up. He's quite a character. Keeps mentioning he called in today to try to be the other bounty, which he did. He also has zero idea how the big blind ante works. that's a poker geeky thing.
He's flummoxed by that?
I guess. Maybe he's catching up to the whole big blind ante puts the chip in for everybody at the table instead of everybody anteing up.
Right.
It's poker nerdy. Don't worry about it.
Right. Right. Well.
So, yes, he was there.
At least he had
a it was a good turnout.
Oh, it was a great turnout.
So, what'd you say, 40th from the money? So, what time does that put you in bed?
I went to bed at around 11:45. 11:30, 11:45.
Not horrible.
Not terrible.
Considering you're so close to the station.
Not awful.
I know I went to bed last night. I was exhausted. I think I went to bed, maybe it's right around 10 or so. And around 1 o'clock, I leaned over. I just did one of those deals where, you know, if your wife's not in the room with you, you wonder what's going on.
Sure.
I check. I said, well, maybe she went to lay down with one of the girls or something. Sometimes that'll happen. No. And then I go downstairs. She's tending to my mother. No. She's doing work down in the basement till like well after 1.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Just has some like deadline stuff that needed to be done.
Yeah, I don't like that. No.
I was like, what are you doing?
I've never, as long as we've been doing this job, I've never woken up, not once, to do any sort of Junks related work.
Yeah, she had to do like deadline stuff that, you know, I guess needs to be done.
Call me crazy. I didn't wake up at 3 a.m. last night to catch up on what the Nats did, even though I did get a lot of tweets where people were like, the Money Metal Cake strikes again.
Oh, because
go bet all your money on the Nats over. Yeah. And of course, they score three total runs in the game. Now, just to let everybody know, full disclosure,
yeah,
I was lazy and forgetful, and I did not place any wagers on the Nationals yesterday. But I did find it kind of funny that I was expecting a dozen runs, and there were three.
The A's pitcher was throwing a perfect game into the sixth. Until Riley Adams hit the bomb.
So it's very
typical.
Well, I saw
at one point, but the Nats had one hit. I don't know how many did they finish with.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was great for Cavalli. First time in the
he looks, you know, his changeup. His changeup was sick.
Well, they said he was hitting 100.
Oh, yeah. His fastball is good, too. But his changeup, he's from like changes at 89, 91, 90. You know, he had those guys off balance.
Said
he was really good.
A little tired in the fourth inning, but he still was pumping it in there 96, 97. So, again, he may not have been one of their highest rated prospects, you know, early on, but I do think he's one of their top guys that they've got there waiting in the wings, and hopefully he can grow from this.
Look, he was a ray of hope in what's been a really bad stretch for the Nationals over the last,
I think at one point,
especially last five or six games.
Chelsea Jane tweeted, the Nats, this organization really needed those four innings.
Right. Mm.
Like, those were very important innings for this organization. Something to build on.
Yeah, needed some form of optimism in just a rudderless loss.
I mean, he hadn't pitched his 2022 in the bigs, so he just had so many injuries. And
remember, he had
the Tommy John,
and then maybe there was like a setback.
Yes,
I don't think they had to do it again, but there was definitely a setback,
right?
And they almost like started all over the rehab,
right?
Which really set
so it's good to see him
back
out there.
Yeah,
I mean, he's probably battled through so much crap in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was good, man. He was impressive.
All right, so something to build
something
on.
Something positive at Nats Park last night, right?
Yeah. I know I was watching some of the joint practice stuff before I went and teed off myself, and I was getting a lot of updates. I'm sure we'll talk about that throughout the show today.
Mm-hmm.
That was good to have that going.
We'll be joined by Ben Valin, covers the NFL for the Boston Globe. He was definitely on site for that yesterday in Foxborough.
Yeah,
it sounds like the Patriots get the better of us. On the whole, but there's some things there to be encouraged by. So
I was watching NBC4 last night, and JP Finley, of course, he was out there. He was right outside of the stadium doing his live shot, and he said that he said Jaden Daniels was really good,
right?
Mm-hmm. Was sharp.
Ben Valin said the same thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a text from somebody else who was there. He said that the offensive line was dominant.
I heard Tunsil was doing work. It sounded like Connolly looked impressive.
Yep.
So that's good. Those are good, encouraging signs.
They need
that's
Terry.
All
they need
told.
Terry. They just didn't have a deep threat.
Didn't sound like the wideouts did anything of note, which that's great for Terry.
Well, they said Brooks made a one-handed catch. Somebody said Brooks made a one-handed catch in the end zone that Jaden was excited about. And McCaffrey had was probably a touchdown in the end zone in the 11-on-11. But by and large, Patriots scored maybe six or seven touchdowns. I think the Commanders maybe had two or three. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. They need Terry.
Yeah.
They need Terry out
there. Certainly
they didn't even have Noah Brown. I mean, just don't have a lot of deep threats. But hey, you know what everyone's raving about too? Zach Ertz.
Consummate pro.
And this is for the Ben Sinnott crowd. And I am a Ben Sinnott truther.
Ben Sinnott stan right here.
I'm team Ben Sinnott.
Yeah.
I keep hearing he's fine.
Yeah.
Don't expect a lot because Ertz is just balling.
Just balling out.
And Bates is considered, the guy I was listening to this morning said Bates basically considered the best blocking tight end in the game.
When
you have Ertz doing it, it's just not a lot of time for him.
Another guy breaking down, like the fact that Sinnott is a really good like run blocker. They value him with that.
Yeah, he's good at
which
that
is,
too.
That's fine, but do you really draft that guy in the second round?
No, here's
maybe
the thing.
I don't know. I'm a little bit vexed.
No, here's the thing, Kix. Here's the Ben Sinnott story.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't expect Zach Ertz to have all this left in him.
Sure.
And the tight end coach said yesterday, it might not be this year.
Yeah.
It might not even be next year. But eventually, Ben Sinnott is going to show out. People are going to see what he's got.
Okay.
He just has a better
He
happens to be behind a guy that's balling late in his career.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Zach Ertz stays healthy.
And they still might need him.
You never know.
If Zach Ertz plays 15 games, he's going to catch 65 balls. He's going to score seven or eight touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's
going to basically have a carbon copy of what he did last year.
Supposedly, you know, especially with Terry not there, he is Jaden's number one guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the guy he leans on.
Everything
especially
over the middle
down to the red
zone. It's pretty much to him.
Yeah.
The other stuff goes to Debo and like Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe McCaffrey gets one or two. But when you don't have Terry out there and you don't have Noah Brown, that's what it is.
What did they say about my boy Drake May? How did he look yesterday?
I heard he looked pretty good.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, it is an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. I mentioned Ben Vallin. He's going to be on the show at 7:20. We'll talk about the Commanders-Patriots joint practice leading into the preseason game, which is tomorrow night. And Chris Doering, longtime friend of the show.
College football is 16 days away.
Love it. He will join us coming up at 8:45, so you don't want to miss any of that. And, of course, you can call us throughout the show. We will get into the Junk Sports page when we come back. Remember, it's an Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067. You can talk about a variety of topics. You can talk about the Commanders practicing with the Patriots yesterday. You can talk about the Nats actually winning a game and not allowing, like, 13 runs and 20 hits in a game, which is what they did last night against the A's. You can propose Junkies hypotheticals. You can do
that.
All those things on an Open Line Thursday. The possibilities are endless.
We've been begging for hypotheticals for the longest time.
People just don't want to participate, but that's fine.
It's fine.
We'll soldier on. That's what we do. It's kind of our thing.
No, let's kick it off. Let's go to Chris in Arlington.
Chris, a lot of pressure. First call on an Open Line Thursday.
It is
don't
a lot
get nervous.
Of pressure. At least it's not Peter. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Okay, so yeah, definitely not Peter. Yeah, so the first one here is for Jason. Did you guys or Jason? Did you watch the LPGA Women's British?
I watched a little bit of it. I didn't watch a lot of it. No.
Is Charlie Hull?
Yeah.
Hotter than the court is now.
Hotter than Korda?
I would say maybe yes.
Nelly.
Say maybe yes.
Yeah.
There's something about her. You know she likes to smoke cigs, right?
She does, yeah. She's kind of a party girl.
And she's so fit.
She's a little bigger down, you know, below the waist than I like, to be honest with you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, but she's
a little thicker. I mean, I like the long.
Cordas are a little long and slender.
Yeah, I like that.
She has more of an athletic build,
yes.
I'd say.
Is there more than one Korda that I'm unaware? Like,
yes,
that?
She's got a sister.
Yeah, there's Nelly and Jessica.
I knew there was one Korda.
Well, and they've got a brother who plays tennis.
I know
tennis.
The brother exists, and I know the dad, obviously. Yeah.
Right.
But
I would say Charlie Hull's sexier, my opinion.
Oh, interesting.
But that's me. That's not Jason. Jason likes some long, lanky chicks.
Yeah, I do. I like the long, slender legs.
Right.
And then just a last quick one. So you when people talk about, you know, hey, it's been a minute since I've seen you, and that's a long time, right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's 5 years.
That's kids' jargon these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's different than a New York minute, which is fast.
Yeah,
I haven't really heard anybody say New York minute in maybe 2 decades.
You're sounding really old with this call.
Yeah,
my friend.
I'm up there with you guys, so yeah.
Okay, I mean, I know I'm old, but I haven't said New York minute in maybe 30 years.
I don't know if I've ever said
that. I don't think I ever have.
and I'm upset that I lost my $1.80 on the Nats going under.
Oh, you bet that. Yeah.
Well, just bet against cakes, bro.
Sure.
Yeah.
Every time.
All right, guys. Thanks. Love your show.
Thank you, Chris. We really appreciate it, buddy.
Well, what you should have done was bet on the Blue Jays because no team has scored 45 runs in a 3-game series since 1900. Think about that. 1900, but it happened in Coors Field this week with Toronto. Toronto put up 20. We were killing the Nats yesterday, obviously, for good reason. For how bad they were in the Brewers series and the first couple games of this series against the Athletics. But the Blue Jays had 24 hits last night, 20 runs. They scored 45 runs in 3 games in Coors. And I believe in the top of the ninth, Aaron Nola's younger brother, who is a catcher, he was pitching for the Rockies. He gave up 8 hits and 8 runs, including, I think, 2 home runs. So it was just a
sounds
disaster.
Like things are going great in Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad here, but it's even worse in Denver.
Not great.
What were we going to say there, Eric?
I don't know. I tweeted about this yesterday. So it's funny. After I got back from golf, we sat down, had dinner. You know, my mom's staying with us. And let me see. One of my daughters was with us. My other was babysitting. And all of a sudden, we look out the window, and this massive moving truck around 6:30 p.m. just starts driving through the neighborhood, just right past me. And it's having trouble because there are cars parked on both sides of the road. You know, these movie trucks are pretty big.
Oh, they're massive.
And then, you know, I live in an old neighborhood in Kensington that's tree lined. And, it, you know, there's some trees kind of up there where the big ass moving truck is. You know, like the back of the truck is pretty high up there. And it's just mowing through everything, not slowing down. My youngest, she looks over there and she goes, "Oh my God, it just tore half the tree down." And it just kept moving. Oh. And I go, "Oh, well, whatever. I didn't think much about it." And she goes, "No, Dad, look. I think it hit our car." And I went, "Really? That's annoying." So I went out there and I looked. And, okay, it scraped our van a little bit. I could care less. That thing's 10 years old. You can do whatever you want.
Hold on. The truck scraped the van?
No.
Oh, the tree.
The truck is just ripping, shredding the tree and trees as it's going up the street to go to whatever house it's going
to.
So
the trees
to pack
are
up.
Hanging over the
street. Yeah, they're just tree-lined streets, you know. Old trees, you know, probably 100 years old. And like a huge chunk of the tree is in the road. Now we have an issue because now no car could cross. Impossible. No truck could cross.
It's impossible.
It's immovable.
And then we had three people. So my wife, Kate, and I go out there. You know, between the three of us, we could lift a decent amount. We ain't lifting the part of the tree that was attached to the base of the tree. That part of the branch, you ain't lifting it because it's very thick.
Good luck.
It's very heavy. And it's only it's essentially a branch, but it's thick and it's long. It's probably 30 feet long. Like you're not lifting it.
No.
And so
it's sitting there in the middle of the street.
Sitting there in the middle of the street. And so we try tugging on it. And then fortunately, a couple neighbors come over. They start helping us. And finally, somebody had to step up, be a hero. And your boy realized I have a little micro chainsaw in the, when I say micro, it's just, small, you know, it's like a 14 inch thing or whatever. It's not that big of blade, that I haven't used in years.
Right.
I didn't even know if it would work.
Yeah.
But American hero.
You fired that thing up.
American hero that I am.
You went in there,
fired that thing up, and then just start chopping up the branches, chopping up the trees.
This is very unlike you.
And I just manned up. Sometimes, Cakes, you got to step up.
I understand
that. There comes a time where you got to nut up, and you got to get out there, and you got to man up.
I'm shocked that you have any form of a chainsaw. That's pretty manly. I do not own a chainsaw.
Remembered how to operate it. Remembered how to start it. Took me, my first few cuts were a little nubby, and then I started realizing it's better to go from the bottom up, and we just started hacking that tree, and boom, next thing you know, 15 minutes later, road cleared. You're looking at, right here, a modern hero.
Neighborhood hero right there.
That's modern hero right here.
Yeah, you should win
some sort
of award.
Were there any cars that drove down as you were cutting it that had to wait?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Did they acknowledge you? Did they tip their cap to
you? No, I couldn't believe they were just sitting there watching us slave away.
They weren't helping.
They live in the neighborhood.
No assistance?
Maybe you could get out of the car and help.
Nothing?
No.
Oh, man.
Zippy.
I mean, I was actually kind of stunned by that. Like, I mean,
the least you should have gotten was, hey, like roll the window down. Hey, thanks for what you're doing, man. That's awesome.
You know what they did? While we were chopping it and the neighbors were helping pull and tug and get the damn thing out of the road, they waited for like 5, 7, 8 minutes, and then eventually they just backed up and turned around.
That's
and all
what
left.
I would have done. Lock, I would have done that.
What not help? We all live in the same neighborhood. Yeah. Why don't you help?
Yeah, they were just chilling, watching.
I'll put myself on might have helped, but turning around would definitely be in my list of options.
But let me tell you something.
Reverse.
Because I would have said, well, they have the situation handled. They've got this thing taken care of or in the process of it.
It's one of the few times where I think I impressed my youngest.
Very nice.
Oh, one of the few times where she was like.
So how long did it take to get it out? 15, 20
minutes? 15
minutes.
Really? You know, I mean, once we had the chainsaw, because we were just tugging and pulling, and we had 4 or 5 of us. But the base of that is just, you know, it was this thick.
Yeah. So you did notice that the tree hit the van, your van?
It did scrape a little bit, a couple scratches.
Not a big deal.
I mean, I don't care. That thing's 10 years old.
Yeah,
I couldn't care less. But it wasn't like a major dent or anything.
So you think the truck driver just didn't know? He couldn't hear that the truck,
I think
the top
that truck,
of the truck
driver just mows through anything. It doesn't care.
He didn't care. Yeah.
I don't think he cared. How could you not notice the entire road behind him was blocked?
Yeah, he has to know. He's causing carnage in the neighborhood. He's got to know.
Yeah, I mean, he's a human, I mean, an 18-wheeler wrecking ball.
Right. Just mowing stuff down in his path.
But that is funny.
I do have some sympathy for him because he's got a job to do. He's got to get to the home to move their stuff.
Right. You know, it's not his fault that it's tree-lined and hanging over the road.
Probably does it all the time. Imagine, yeah. You imagine how many cars those guys clip? Like when they take those big-ass turns.
Oh, so many.
So many.
Driving a big-ass 18-wheeler, no thank you.
Yeah.
Too much pressure.
I mean, I couldn't do that.
Anyway.
Too much shifting.
I think they're all terrible drivers anyways, what I've dealt with on 81 for years.
I'm just feeling like just a true king of the castle. I'm gonna ride this wave for a couple days.
You gotta milk that as long as you
couple
can.
Couple days, yeah, yeah.
You definitely should.
Yeah.
Well, how about Cade Cavalli last night?
Mm-hmm.
So Cade Cavalli.
He was a hero for the Nats.
He was a hero
for the neighborhood.
I think he was drafted in 2020. 22nd overall pick in 2020, but of course he had injuries, Tommy John. I think that was in 23. So he did make a start back in 2022. Wasn't good. That was his only mm-hmm. other start. But then he came up last night, and he looked healthy.
And I've been asking Rizzo about Cade Cavalli for a year.
Yes.
Where is he in the rehab? Where are we with Cade Cavalli?
And I think he went 4 1/3.
Yeah.
Struck out
88 pitches, I think.
Through 88 pitches, struck out 6, walked 1, didn't give up any runs. Only allowed 3 hits. He was pretty good. Then he gave it up to Pilkington, who gave up a home run right away. And then so the Athletics had a 1-0 lead. But the Nats come back. They score 1 in the bottom of the ninth to win it 2-1. But Cade Cavalli was really good.
Good. We needed that. Need some fresh, some hope.
And James Wood got a hit.
Very good.
J-Dub.
We need that.
Nice job, J-Dub.
Does James Wood have a nickname? Is he Woody in the clubhouse?
No idea.
I don't know.
I just made that up.
I just call him J-Dub.
J-Dub.
That's what I call him. Mm. Anybody who has, you know, a first name with a J and a last name with a W, I just call him J-Dub.
But I mean, Wood, that's a perfect, like,
Woody.
It becomes Woody.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know what they call him in there.
I don't know.
Mm. You have to ask his dad.
I could ask him. I can actually text his dad now that they won a game.
Right, you feel like you can talk to him again.
Yes, because if they went, you know, on a losing streak when they're not playing well, I just stay away. But what'd you think?
That.
I mean, he was throwing hard. His changeup was sick. His curveball was sick. I mean, he was really impressive.
What I thought is this is who we thought we potentially had 3 years ago.
Yeah,
and this is what, you know, he's been a guy that they've been kind of counting on.
Yeah,
and so it was good to see him finally get healthy, get out there. Let's hope he can build on it. Mm-hmm. And maybe he can go 5 or 6 innings the next time. I'm sure he's not going to throw shutout innings every time. He's going to go out there and he's going to take his lumps. Mm-hmm. But that was a good first sign.
Jason, I have to quiz you. Where is Cade Cavalli from?
Well, he went to Oklahoma, but I don't know if he's from Oklahoma.
All right.
Pennsylvania.
Missouri.
No, your initial instinct was right. He is from Tulsa.
Oh, he is from Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma guy.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, he was really good, so we'll see what happens the rest of the year. The Red Sox, who just had their 7-game win streak snapped last night by the Royals, but the story there is Roman Anthony, who was just a stud prospect. Well, he's now not a prospect anymore. He's a major leaguer, but signed a 8-year deal. This guy's 21 years old. Okay. So he decided not to play out his arbitration years, which would have been another 5 years, making, you know, $750,000 a year,
right?
Something like that. Whatever.
So instead, he's making how much now?
Well, he signs an 8-year deal for $130 million next year. Mm-hmm. So this year, he'll play on his pre-arbitration year. I don't know what that number is. Call it $700,000, but it's prorated because he hasn't played the whole year at the big league level. But next year, I think it goes up to $2 million. Okay, the following year, so that would be 2027. I believe it goes up to $4 million. Then it goes to $8 million. Then it goes to $15 million.
Nice raises.
Ultimately, in the eighth year, the final year, it's about 23. So he decides not to become a free agent at age 26 mm-hmm. in 5 more years, and he signs a huge deal, 8 years, $130 million. He said, ooh, you know what? It's too much money to give up.
Great for him.
I can't just wait. I'm not going to wait 5 more years and hope that I'm still really, really good, injury free.
Something to be said for cashing in.
Yeah, he just cashed in.
And at the end of that, he'll be 29 years old.
Yeah.
And he'll probably sign a $600
million
deal.
Didn't Trout do something similar? He took a deal early on, like a 5-year deal early on, way before arbitration, just to get rewarded and build up some loyalty there. I feel like he did.
Well, there's been a bunch of young guys. Like
Braves do that a lot.
Yeah. He did that with Acuna. Acuna did that. Yeah, I remember him signing a deal.
Jackson Merrill, the local kid from Maryland, he did it with the Padres. I don't know what his number was, but it was similar. I think your boy Julio Rodriguez did it.
I think Julio did it, yeah. They get some of those guys early. Nothing stopping the learners from doing it.
The learners. Although I don't know. I don't know if Boris is a fan of that.
Oh, I think he's not a fan of that.
Of course he's not. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, so I mean, you can just say it's the learners, but it might not be, because I'm sure they would rather do that. So lock up some of these guys early.
So Anthony signs the deal, gets $5 million for the signing bonus for the new deal. I don't know if he gets that right away. I don't know how that works, but now he's got escalators in the deal, so the deal could become $230 million based on his performance, but $130 million over 8 years. For a 21-year-old, how can you turn that down?
I don't think you can.
This is exactly why you
Let me ask you this. If the learners came to James Wood tomorrow and for the similar deal, 8 years, 130, I know he's a Boris guy.
Yeah.
But how could he turn that down?
Especially if you're struggling.
He would go to Scott Boris and say, what do you think of this deal? And Scott Boris would say,
don't do it.
We're going to get to free agency.
Yeah.
You can take that deal, fold it up into a paper airplane, and throw it right back at the Nats.
But Boris works for the player.
I understand.
I know. I'm just saying.
But like I tell you, like in guys like in Soto's instance, I could be totally wrong. I truly felt like Soto just relied on him and just kind of did whatever he said. But I don't know that he did what Soto wanted, in my opinion. That's a pure opinion. But.
Like if your agent said, hey, you should sign this deal with Spotify, and you didn't want to, I mean, you're not going to sign with something that
probably wouldn't, but I'm particularly bright in those situations.
I think if you sign with Scott Boris, you basically know the game plan.
Yeah.
You're going to wait until you hit free agency. You're not going to take the deal that the team offers that's going to be team friendly.
Look, I'm not saying that James Wood would do it. He probably wouldn't. All I'm saying is if the Nats came to James Wood and said, all right now, 8 years, $130 million.
Well, 8 years is a lot. I think Trout, and I haven't looked this up, but my memory serves me. I think Trout signed a 5-year deal where they gave him like 5 years, 200. It was like years ago.
That could be.
When it was early on.
Yeah. Well, he's currently on a deal that pays him $37 million per season through the 2030 season.
Yeah.
Till he's 38 years old.
I'm just playing. It's a hypothetical.
Right.
Someone comes to you and you're 22 years old and says, here's 8 years, $130 million, and in 4 years, you're going to be making $15
million. Yeah.
It's tough to turn down.
It would be tough, yes.
Even if your guy, Boris, says, wait, because you're going to make a lot more than that when you're a free agent. But all I'm saying is it's tough. But and I know we'll talk a lot about the joint practice between the Commanders and the Patriots yesterday. Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought was funny was Mike Vrabel, the head coach of the Pats, his rookie running back, Trevion Henderson, apparently got into it with somebody. I can't remember who the Commanders' defensive player was.
Somebody said it might have been Von Miller.
Maybe it was Von Miller. He picked up a blitz, and then they got to the ground violently, and they got into it, and they started to scrum. Mm-hmm. Other guys got into it. Coach Vrabel jumped into it.
Mm-hmm. Jumped into the pile.
He got a bloody head.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny. Mm. Well, you got to protect his rookie.
He's a tough guy.
He's a tough guy.
Mike Vrabel. That's what he does.
That'd be the last place I'd jump.
He's protecting his guy, man.
Would we be Cam Newton, balls flopping around, just like, I don't know, man. I might make a business decision.
Yeah.
Let somebody else grab it.
I mean, my knee hurts literally from walking.
I mean, JP, EB, you can only be a hero so many times.
I know.
I mean, you cut the tree down, are you gonna jump in a scrum, too?
I did my heroic duty.
Yeah, of course you did.
Basically the decade.
You've done what you went above and beyond.
Thank you.
What was expected.
But can you imagine how your players respect you as a coach if you're jumping in the pile?
Well, they just know. That's instinct for him.
Yeah, of course. But I thought it was funny.
Trying to think of what NFL coaches wouldn't jump into a pile. Probably Mike McDaniel in Miami.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a
skinny analytics nerd. He's probably not jumping in the pile.
Probably wouldn't be his best move.
Yeah, who else?
Probably most of them.
Yeah, I guess a lot of them. Dan Quinn would jump into the pile. Dan Quinn would start the pile.
I think DQ's not afraid of anything.
He's definitely one of them that would do it.
Get in there.
Harbaugh. Any of the Harbaughs.
Harbaughs would get in there.
They would definitely do it.
Yeah. Tough guys.
Yeah.
There aren't that many wusses in the NFL, let's be honest.
A lot of tough guys.
a lot of wusses in radio.
Speaking of tough guys, Mike Marr, are we going to do the smelling salts bit when we come back? Are we going to see if we're tough guys?
Yep, we got him here in the studio.
Am I going to be George Kittle?
Yep, buckle up, man.
Okay.
All right.
I guess
that the big story is that they're not actually banned. The teams just can't provide them.
Right, you can bring your own.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, I brought that up yesterday. I said, all right, so the team can't provide them, but why can't you just do it, bring your own, and do it in the car?
Well, you can.
So it's BYOSS.
Yes. Yep.
All right, so we will test the smelling salts next. And don't forget, Ben Vallin is going to join us at 7:20. We'll break down Commanders Pat's scrimmage with him at 7:20 here on The Fan. So smelling salts have been in the news over the last few days in the wake of the NFL basically saying teams can't provide smelling salts to players on the sidelines. But players, the news came out yesterday, players are okay to bring their own smelling salts if they wish to use them during the course of a game.
And we've you've seen Ovi do them on the sideline.
Sure, we've seen
Peyton Manning.
Players
big
in
on
all
them.
Sports use smelling salts.
Yeah.
I've never used them.
No, I never have either.
Not once, but shocker, our pal Mike Marr, I asked him, have you ever used smelling salts? And he's like, oh yeah, plenty of times.
Do a lot of high school football guys use smelling salts?
Yeah, we had them a little bit in football, but then they kind of transferred over to college and using them a little more recreationally.
Stimulants.
Now, what's the recreationally, just when you want to just stay up and get after it?
Yeah, well, you're just like fired up. But you're getting ready to go out to a bar or something. You're getting ready to go to Sharky's.
Like if you were over aggressive and had maybe eight or nine beers before you went out and you're feeling a little sluggish,
boom.
Maybe a smelling salt gets you that little kick you need.
Hey, what if everyone does it and the show is one of the most amazing episodes or shows that we've done?
Well, then we'll just have to make it
routine. Yeah.
We'll just have to have Odyssey buy us smelling salts.
Going 5:59 when Enter Sandman's playing, we're all doing our smelling salts.
We said we're perfect candidates for it. I mean, we come in here like freaking six or seven zombies. I mean, literally.
Yeah, we don't have a medicine bottle, but if you do have a medicine bottle and you put it in there, it lasts for about 2 hours. So you can take a rip at like 8 o'clock too, right before the EP.
So you pop it, sniff it, and then you put it in a medicine bottle, put the cap on, and it holds it for a while.
I mean, that sounds like a very advanced smelling salts bit, because usually I think you just break them and the guy sniffs them and then you're on to the next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're good.
Yeah.
But you're saving your smelling salts.
Well, you can only buy them online. So, and they come in a pack of 10.
What? Is that true?
Yeah.
So I can't go to CVS and buy smelling salts?
No. We've tried, trust me. First-hand experience.
You mean you didn't buy a vat of them at Bucky's?
But they're part of like our first aid kit, say, here at work.
I
don't understand.
So like a year ago when Jane Daniel like scratched his eye and we were doing that Band-Aid bit where we all put it under our eyelid.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was walking around and I found the first aid kit and I found like a bunch of smelling salts in there. There was like four or five packs. So
really? Mm-hmm.
Did you steal a couple for yourself?
No. I saw cameras and stuff.
I had no idea that smelling salts would be part of like a first aid kit.
Well, in case anyone passes out.
Just to bring you back, like type of deal?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay. You faint or pass out or hit your head.
Okay. I'd never considered smelling salts and being a first aid kit.
So now these guys can bring their own smelling salts into the locker room.
Yes.
The team just can't provide them.
Correct.
Yeah.
But they got to order them online.
Marlon Humphrey tweeted he just bought a pack of 1,000 smelling salts.
Costco. Costco.
What's a pack of 10 cost?
Maybe like $12.
That bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap. Yeah.
So you gonna coach us up on it? Are we all gonna do it?
He should bring him in there. We all have it in front. We all have one.
All right,
and then he'll walk us through. How he does
the pros do it. I mean, he's a professional, obviously.
All right, here you go.
We're not.
Rabby gonna get in.
I think we're all
rank
amateurs when it comes to smelling salts.
So hopefully, Monumental runs tape on this. get footage. all the different. All right.
Well, then we should do them one at a time.
You want to?
That might be funny.
Yeah. This might be funny. All right.
Marr should be the first one.
Huh?
Marr should be the first one.
Yeah, yeah. Marr, you do the first one.
Is this just going to be a nightmare?
Is the salt going to come all out and just on the floor?
No, no, no. So what's going to happen is when you snap it, it's going to turn like a pinkish red color.
Right.
And that's when it's showtime.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so that's when you go.
Now, you wait for a second before it turns?
No, as soon as you'll hear it. As soon as you crack it, it'll make like a and then.
So then like when that happens, is it one big sniff? Is it a couple sniffs? Like what is the protocol?
Ask chef's choice. Right. I mean, okay. A lot of people right. like to hold.
I think I'm going to do a wimpy sniff.
I think one sniff is going to be enough.
Yeah, but some people hold it over here. That's not what this show's about.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys, you know, 30 years.
Right under the nostrils.
Yeah, yeah.
Hall of Famers. Yeah.
Hall of Famers. Go big or go home. I need it right here.
All right. You saw what happened when I introduced the Zin to this ecosystem. You saw that, right? Everybody saw what happened.
The cakes has a weak constitution.
I mean, I might too. Hey, we might have to get reruns ready.
Yeah, you might need something on that.
I already know what Jason's doing. Jason's going to do it, says he feels sick and go home.
Yeah. All right. So make sure our monumental folks are locked in on Mar.
Yeah, Mar. Right. Mar's the.
Is that the live feed?
Also, right. Just real quick, just when you guys are doing it, just make sure you hold it like this.
Okay.
And then snap it down the middle. Because you don't want to snap the corner or whatever.
My
you
wrist
get that.
Is a little sore. You think I could snap it? It'll be no problem.
Yeah, you should be good.
All right.
So is it going to. I have a lot of questions. Everything's going to be self contained or like.
Yeah, nothing will come out.
It's going to be like chalk. I think it's like snapping chalk, right?
It's not kinda like.
I've never snapped chalk, but.
I mean, if you had to guess.
Yeah. It sounds like it's
so
similar.
Young they don't use chalk.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what
you got, Mar. This is about to be the real McCoy.
All right, okay, here we go.
Oh, man.
It's time.
Let me put it up to the microphone so I can hear the
it's
crack.
It's time! Okay, there's the snap.
Oh, man.
Oh, you went for two hits.
Three hits. Woo! Yeah! Man.
It doesn't look like fun.
My eyes are watering.
It does not look like fun. Oh, I mean, you look like you got pepper spray.
Yeah, I think I feel like I got pepper spray.
Why'd you hit three hits?
Because I'm no jamoke.
Because it's hardcore.
I set the tone.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right.
I don't think I can do three hits.
Joe, that was rough.
All right, hold on. I've got
there lurch. It is.
Oh. Is it strong?
You do it.
We're gonna do it.
Feels like we all just watched The Notebook.
I don't know how George Kittle does that every freaking day.
So are we going around the horn? Is it me now?
Yeah, I guess it's you.
Already,
get the monument cameras on.
Wait till after you smell it.
All right, here
is
we
it
go.
A show?
All right.
Wait.
I don't think his tiny hands can't break it.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Hey, go back in.
Go back for
another one. Get you two. Oh, there it is.
George Kittle is he's a madman.
He's only got two.
Oh, two is enough. Two is
look at my show.
I know.
Oh,
let Drab go. We'll save Eric for last.
Yeah, let's make him go last.
Because
you're a showstopper.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to be scared.
Never again.
Are you never again on
well,
that?
Well, I mean, why would I ever need to do this?
Do you feel wired, though? Fired up?
I mean, it definitely shocks you awake. If you're at all asleep, this is going
to
wake you up.
I need to do this every day when I drive home.
Well,
dude, you do that on the golf course, on the tee box, you might drive it 500 yards.
Right.
That is a...
Hey, you'll be like Maxi Golf.
I mean, I was sleeping on the effectiveness and the potency.
Is it the most potent thing you've ever sniffed?
I mean, I feel like I've been maced in the face.
I don't know what would be more potent.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn, I can't think of it.
All right. Is Valdez next? By the way, I'll go.
All right.
All right. Let me
go.
Have you guys either done it before?
Never.
Anybody?
I believe they used this after I got dunked on in high school. Oh. And my head hit the floor.
Yes. Adding insult to injury.
All right. Hey, Valdez, let's do ours together. We'll get
okay. In solidarity. Right. I like right. it.
Well, hold on. Are we going to get the two shot?
That overhead shot.
All right. Hold on. We got to wait. Monumental, we'll get a two shot.
I want to see these reactions.
All right.
One, two, three.
Woo!
Wow.
Wow. I was not expecting
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you were right. I mean, it just.
Is it punch you in the face?
It's like
this felt like someone just shot like gas up my nose.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very unique feeling. Like, I don't know how to describe it. You gotta just try it yourself.
I've never felt that sensation.
Is it a show?
Yeah.
That's wow. I might be getting addicted to this.
Oh, you liked it.
Yeah, anymore? I liked it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wears off pretty really quick though, but
that's why you have the Advil bottle. You drop it in there and then right. it will not wear off.
I don't need that 2 hours from now. That I do know.
Eric looks so scared.
All right, lock in. Here we go.
I remember, you're a hero. You can do this.
I just want to make sure I don't fall back and knock myself out.
Yeah, just be careful. Check your surroundings.
Hold on. They have smelling salts if you do.
Yeah, move on my drinks. Here we go. All right, is this going to be a show? Is it a show? It's the way just, I saw his neck jerk back. I mean,
just get
brace.
It close. You can get it close.
Get it really close to your nose.
Just wait. Oh, double. He's just going triple.
Oh, triple.
Oh, look at that.
He's got four in him.
What a warrior. No.
Woo. Yeah, it's like, woo.
I don't know how to describe it. It's,
woo.
It's like,
I don't know what that is, man.
All right, who's ready to hit the skids? It's like somebody's shooting like a fire extinguisher straight up your nostrils. It's like the only way I can.
Like a skunk spray jet in the face.
It's going to be
it's definitely just like a scent. But it's weird
and it's powerful.
It is, yeah.
It's a punch right into your like the middle of your head.
Pretty awesome,
are
right?
I know why he does it before he goes out.
It definitely gives you a kick. It definitely will wake your ass up.
Are there different levels of these? Like a 5 milligrams in? You know what I mean? Like are there different levels?
If there is, I haven't found them.
Yeah,
my eyes are definitely watering, but. I'm going to be honest. I almost expected it to be more.
I expected it to be less than what I experienced.
It does wear out pretty quickly. Like now I do it.
Yeah, it wears out.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a quick burst. You snap that thing and it's a freaking explosion into your head.
Hey, Jason hasn't hawked a loogie up since he's done it.
I know, it cleared me out.
There you go, boys. Right, we're ready.
This might be the best show now, right?
Yeah.
This might be the best show ever.
You're not there throwing football.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, we're going to have the best Hit the Skins ever coming up next. Woo! And don't forget Ben Valin from the Boston Globe. He'll join us at 7:20. Talk more about the Commanders-Pats scrimmage yesterday.